Welcome back. Penn State Rider basketball at the bottom of the hour with Joe Putnam and with Dick Girardi. The Peach Bowl here in Atlanta. We'll talk with Gary Stokin in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for this big New Year's weekend and for the game at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Gary Stokin is the president and CEO of the Peach Bowl. Gary, thanks so much for all the great hospitality down here, and welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having us, and Merry Christmas to you and all your fans and all your listeners.
Appreciate
it. Look forward to providing some southern hospitality in Atlanta for you.
And my understanding is the Chick-fil-A Bowl does it better than anybody, so we're looking forward to it very much. What did it mean to you to get, you know, Ole Miss is terrific, but what did it mean to you for the first time ever to get the brand of Penn State on your field?
Well, growing up in Pittsburgh and following Penn State and the Paterno teams and had friends that went to school with and friends in Pittsburgh that actually played on Penn State football teams. You know, I know the brand is one of the best five brands in the country, and the teams are fantastic. I know James Franklin from Maryland when he coached in our game in 2003 when he was offensive coordinator, followed him all these years, and, you know, it truly was a blessing to see Penn State pop up on that screen on ESPN to see they were coming to the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. And as you mentioned, this is a year of first time Penn State will be in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, first time that Penn State will play Ole Miss, and it could be, with a win, the first time ever, and it'll go down in history because we're moving to the playoff next year, but Penn State would be the first and only team ever to win all six New Year's Six bowl games.
Absolutely, and that's all a chance for them to make history at a game that has great history. I mean, you presided over this for a long time. What kind of growth have you seen, and what did it mean that the Chick-fil-A Bowl, which then transitioned back to the Peach Bowl moniker, got back into the New Year's Six or got into the New Year's Six?
Well, that's interesting. Our title sponsor prior to Chick-fil-A was, according to the media, was weather-plagued because every report would come out the weather plagued Peach Bowl because our weather was so bad. We were known for, if you ask people in Atlanta, hey, have you been to the Peach Bowl? Yeah, it was the coldest I've ever been in my life until 1992 when we had the Georgia Dome where we could promise 72 degrees. And then in 1997 when Chick-fil-A signed on as the title sponsor, which now they're the longest title sponsor in college football history of a bowl game. They've been great partners. And for me, you know, I haven't volunteered when I was in my corporate life with Adidas and Converse as a volunteer on the board of the old Peach Bowl. To see it grow from, you know, struggling to now where we're part of the New Year's Six, you know, being 56 years old and in the same sentence with bowls that are 105 years old, like the Rose Bowl, and 85 years old, like the Cotton and the Orange and the Sugar, and be a part of the New Year's Six has really been great to see. A tribute to a lot of people who've done a lot of hard work, and we're blessed to be a part of it.
It's interesting, as you mentioned, the Georgia Dome. I actually did a game in the Georgia Dome, but it was the NCAA tournament. So
yeah, that's right.
Didn't get a chance to do a game, a football game in there. All right.
So now I have a Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
I think is the best stadium in the country. Great sight line, great fan experience. The concessions are the lowest price concessions in any facility in America.
Yes.
And with a sold out, we expect a fully sold out crowd. It's going to be a dynamic experience for all the fans of Penn State, knowing obviously that, you know, when there's a whiteout or a Penn State game, to me, it's one of the top five experiences I've experienced in 45 years being in sports. But Mercedes-Benz is a special place when we get two college teams in there, and you know, two high-ranked teams like we'll have for the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
Yeah, two teams that in a 12-team playoff both would have made it. I'm glad you brought up the concessions because I was going to bring that up. People don't realize that in that building, right, you're going to be surprised when you go up to the concession stand and say, really? I'll take two.
Yeah. You know, it's phenomenal. I give Arthur Blank all the credit in the world.
Yes.
He went to Levy and he said, look, here's what I'm going to pay you. Now you're out of the deal. You just service it. I'll name the prices of the stuff. And don't you know, he did more business than if they would have had to hire prices because people didn't eat before they went to the stadium like they used to because the stadium prices were too high. So now they buy their food in the stadium and, you know, they've made more money off having lower priced items than before. So great idea by him. And, you know, we're blessed to have him in Atlanta as somebody that's really done a lot of great things in the city.
Gary, let's talk about the value of bowl games and the value of the Peach Bowl. What is the value to the community in terms of what it does to give back and to charities and so forth, and the value, in your opinion, of the game itself?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked that. We were founded in 1968. It's the ninth oldest bowl game in the country, but we're the first bowl game founded for charity. And so we've kept that as part of our DNA all these years. We've given $62 million to charity, which sets us apart as the number one most charitable bowl organization in the country. We recently gave $20 million to Children's Health Care of Atlanta to start trials and find cures to eradicate childhood cancer.
Wow.
We now have 12 trials with 37 kids in them, and our leukemia trial is going to its second phase. And I think one of the places they're going to use is Pittsburgh Children's Hospital.
Wow.
But, you know, we're using football for the greater good. We have $9.3 million in endowed scholarships in 35 universities throughout the country of teams that have played in our bowl game or our kickoff game. We'll donate $50,000 to each team from the Peach Bowl this year. Chick-fil-A corporately will match that, so we'll have $100,000 in an endowed scholarship that we'll give to Penn State University, as well as Ole Miss, for playing in our game. So it's something that's very, very important to us to give back through college football, and we do, you know, we do economic impact as well, like the rose and the sugar and the orange and the cotton, where, you know, we'll probably, with our kickoff game and our bowl game, you know, we're typically somewhere around close to $100 million in economic impact, which translates to about, you know, $6 million in state sales tax. And we're typically about $5 to $6 million per year in charitable donations. So, you know, college football has a big impact on Atlanta. We're the fourth largest convention town in the United States. Our after game and our Peach Bowl are two of the top five conventions in the fourth largest convention town in the country. So that's how, and you put the SEC championship in there, three of the top five conventions on an annual basis in Atlanta are college football games. So that's how important college football is to Atlanta. And then you add on top of that having the College Football Hall of Fame there, having the longest run kickoff game, you know, college football, very, very important to Atlanta. A lot of media have called us the capital of college football.
And justifiably so. And on top of it, you talked about James Franklin being down there, and you remember him, you remember the game specifically. Gary, you've done this for a while. How important are relationships to you?
You know, we talked about that today at the press conference. I'm sorry, with Brian Tripp afterwards. You know, I told people I don't root for teams. I root for people. And I said, you know, being in this business to get people to play in our kickoff game, to get people to play in our golf tournament, which is the preeminent golf tournament for college coaches in the country, And before we moved into the CFP, I was responsible for selecting the teams for the old Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. It really is something that is very simple in my mind. People want to do business with people they like,
yep,
number one, who they consider friends, number two, and who they trust and will do business and will deliver on what they say they're going to do. So, you know, sales to me has never been hard. Building relationships is what it's all about. And, you know, we have an external business philosophy that I created called CARE, which is C is for customer, always treat the customer first. A is for attitude, bring a great attitude to everything you do. R is relationships, build deep, long-lasting relationships. So you can do business with someone today, and in 20 years, they'll want to still do business with you again. And then E is for excellence. We strive for excellence in all that we do. So, you know, that's our philosophy, and I think that's pretty much what's held us in good stead all these years.
How excited are you about the Pure Game because of the styles of the teams involved?
Yeah, I said in our initial press conference with both coaches when CFP announced the matchup, I said styles make for great fights. And when you look at the defense, which total defense, Penn State's number one in the country and third overall in passing defense efficiency and some other categories, and you look at Ole Miss offense, which they have a top 10 quarterback, top 10 running back, top 20 offense. At the end of the day, you're going to see a great offense against a great defense. I think one of the keys, or two of the keys of the game, are going to be Penn State's defense ability to play against the team that gets a playoff every 23 seconds.
Yep.
And playing against a hurry-up offense is a different kind of defense you got to play, because you're not always going to get substitutions in for different plays, different situations in the game, different downs. You got to be ready to play because they put that ball down and they're right on it without any huddle. I think secondarily, the turnovers, which any coach will tell you is typically the telltale sign of the game, but both these teams are very stingy in giving the ball up, but very efficient and getting the ball back. So I think turnovers and Penn State's ability to deal with the hurry-up offense are going to be two real keys to this game.
Final topic I want to go to is that of bowl games themselves. There are some that have a narrative, and it's a narrative, that, oh, they're meaningless exhibitions, right? You and I, of course, feel... We talked about this before, feel very strongly 180 of that. So tell us from your point of view what these games mean, not just for the sport itself, but for the players as well.
Well, I used one example over the 26 years I've been doing this. Frank Beamer, after his Virginia Tech team played in our game, he had all the seniors get up and just talk to the rest of the team and the coaches about what it meant to be a part of the team, to be a part of Virginia Tech's football heritage, to play next to their brothers, to play for the coaches they played for, to say what they learned about themselves individually as well as collectively, and how to be a part of a team. And all these things lead to what people are going to have to do when they get in the real world and when they get in the business world. You know, I was fortunate enough to play basketball at North Carolina State, mm-hmm, and coach basketball there. And there's no greater teacher than sport. You deal with winning, you deal with losing, you deal with adversity, you deal with, as Bill Curry said in his book, 10 Men in a Huddle.
Yep.
You know, you can have a white kid from the hills of North Carolina and a black kid from the streets of L.A. and a Jewish kid and a Catholic kid and a none of that matters when you get in the huddle, mm-hmm. because you're dependent upon each other, and you're dependent upon that person next to you doing their job so that you can do your job, and vice versa. And if you both do your jobs, you have a chance to be victorious and win the day, win the play, win the game, etc. And that's the same with life. And I think we're losing some of that with the entitlement factor and some of the process we're going through in college athletics now. And I worry about that, frankly, because sports has been one of the great teachers of our society. And we're making it a little bit too much about money and not about all the inherent relationships and educational aspects that you receive by being as a member of a part of a team.
Yeah, and that's why a previous question, when we talked about money, we talked about how much money is donated back by the bowl games. That's a factor in money as well, is the donation part. And I don't think people realize how much money is given back, which you did a great job of outlining. Gary, I really look forward to going down there, broadcasting it, and yes, since you have all those Pittsburgh roots, what the heck, I'll bring Jack Ham with me.
Well, I look forward to meeting Jack Ham, and look forward to meeting you as well and providing you some Southern hospitality, really enjoying a great week of congratulations to Penn State for what they've achieved. And again, this could be the 20th team that will have accomplished 11-win season in Penn State history and send their seniors out the right way, finish top 10 in the country, and really give them an opportunity to set up for next year what could be, again, another successful season moving into the 12-team playoffs for Penn State.
Gary, Peach Bowl defines class and first class, and we appreciate the fact that Penn State's going, and on top of that, appreciate the time you gave us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Gary Stokin, the president and CEO of the Peach Bowl. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the New Year's weekend right now. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Penn State basketball is next with Joe Putnam and Dick Girardi from the Jordan Center as the Nittany Lions take on Rider here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.